Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the epistle appointed for today's morning prayer. The letter from Paul to the Romans, chapter 8, verse 28. It reads, "We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose." All things work together for good. Notice it doesn't say all good things work for good, but all things. Those of you who know me also know my personal mantra has become God wastes nothing, which is very different than things happen for a reason. God wastes nothing to me means even our mistakes, even our emotional and spiritual wounds, even our darkest moments are used to bring forth goodness through the power of God. This mantra has gotten me through some very dark and difficult seasons in my life. It is also a reminder that no matter what I am enduring, somehow God will make good use of it for me or someone else. If you are going through something right now, and many of us carry some level of burden, my prayer is that God will help you see at some point how he was able to use it for good. It may take months, years, or even decades, but our steadfastness in this hope keeps us alert for that moment of closure, that moment of peace that only God can provide. Today's closing prayer may be found on page 233 of the Book of Common Prayer. The Collect for Proper 17, the Sunday closest to August 31st. Let us pray. Lord God of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name. Increase in us true religion. Nourish us with all goodness. And bring forth in us the fruit of good works. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. I invite you to call back on Monday when we will begin a 2-week walk through the Stations of the Cross. Or you may sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each devotion in your inbox. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son Jesus Christ came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.